BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We found a town called Yass in Australia. But will they be as happy as the name of their town sounds? Mike from Lower Atlantis turns up to play Innuendo Bingo and reveals how he likes to sniff his girlfriend from time to time. And there's Real or No Real with one extra's Charlie Sloth. I've really noticed there's an obsession with the word body in loads of tracks at the moment.
Yeah, something you've picked up on.
Ed Sheeran's In Love With Your Body. Zara Larsson wants to get under your sexy body. I blame Tuvalu.
Yeah.
Started it off with Talking Body. Since then, body this, body that, bodies everywhere.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I really enjoyed Tina on the breakfast show with Grimmy this morning saying the word thundersnow a lot. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It's such a good word. But we're not going to get any around Radio 1. This is when thunderstorms form in wintry conditions. Scotland, you're going to probably get some. Most of Wales and Northern Ireland as well, and Northwest England. It's when snow falls instead of rain in a thunderstorm, and it's called thundersnow. How have I never heard of this before?
Wish that you could build a time machine so you could see the things no one can see.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Part of New Year, New Me, Chris. I'm now keeping a food diary every day.
Oh, no, not one of those.
Yeah, but I keep forgetting.
And, do you fake it?
Well, here's the thing, you're not supposed to at all. You're supposed to be honest. I don't know. Like, I am making smaller food choices, though, because of it, because eventually I've got to confess to somebody.
So, and then you send this diary off to someone, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Didn't this happen with Drake? Am I getting this right? Someone accidentally sent their food diary to Drake.
Who did?
Someone really famous, I think.
Really?
It? Yeah, I need to look into this.
Right, look that up, because I want to know.
BBC.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Where's he getting that?
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill sent his food diary.
Yes, apparently so.
To Drake.
Yes.
That's brilliant. I never knew that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here's Mike from Lowland Atlantis. Good afternoon.
Hey!
Hey! Mike, I'm concerned that you don't have a change of clothes for today's Innuendo Bingo.
Well, here's the thing, right? I was going to come in a really comical, like, big rain mac and umbrella and stuff, but then I thought, what if no one laughs? That would just be mortifying. and then I was going to do it in my boxers, But then my radio plugger said that would be really funny, but I thought it would be sexy, but obviously not. So I'm just going to do it.
Well, funny, you thought sexy, they thought funny.
Yeah, that immediately deterred me from
that's
the boxes.
That's fine. Like,
option.
Funny can be sexy.
Yeah, I don't know if it can. Not with me.
Also, wouldn't we have to cover up some kind of tattoo word?
Why are you saying this on the air? Oh,
I mean, I've got some.
I don't know.
No, okay.
I have a rude tattoo.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Is it new?
No, it's not. It's really old. My friend did it at a house party. I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe you brought this up on the radio.
I'm sorry, Mike. Yeah. Next time I will bring some plasters and or just bring a change of clothes might be good.
Yeah.
So you're kind of a pro at this game. You played it in, do you know what, it was ages ago, April 2015.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't actually remember doing it.
Okay.
But can I just double check the rules, right?
Yeah, go.
So
there aren't really any.
If I'm really good at the game and I don't spit any water out at Chris.
No, but that's boring. That's not really how it
works. But that's what
works,
I'm saying. So if you're rubbish at the game, I get punished by getting covered in water from your mouth, which is disgusting.
No, I'll tell you, it's a wonderful game because everybody wins and everybody loses.
Right, yeah, well, that's just rubbish, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the rules went out the window years ago on this game. We have got some good new clips. So album out on February 3rd.
Yeah.
Safe and Sound. Annie Max already had the next track we were going to play, Had Enough, as her hottest record. She's on it back in November, wasn't she?
Yeah, of course she was.
Of course she was. And you got UK tour. You're going everywhere, including Norwich and Birmingham and Manchester and Leeds and Newcastle and Glasgow and London and Cardiff in March.
That is correct. I'm so glad that you've done all that for me because it's really embarrassing when you have to try and work into conversation yourself.
Literally,
and I look
like
an
idiot. You've got nothing there left to remind you of anything, have you?
So. No, I showed up a bit late because I was helping a little old lady cross the road with her shopping. That's why I'm unprepared.
That's a lie.
Yeah, sorry.
When he came in and he said that, I was like, oh, he's so cute. That's so nice. And then he was like, ah, it wasn't really.
So next tour, Are you making any changes to the bus or anything like that? What changes for this tour?
We're going to get some of this tarpaulin sheeting stuff.
Yeah.
And we're going to sheet out the back lounge. And
good.
And a bit of water all over each other.
Yeah. There was one tweet that we particularly enjoyed from you recently, Mike.
Yeah. Well, it was quite Donald Trump of you, actually.
You guys are attacking me. What's going on?
It's not an attack.
I'm not getting my girlfriend a Christmas present because she already has me, and that's far better than anything money can buy.
If you'd put loser on the end, it would have been full Trump.
Well, that's completely true. What's Donald Trump about that?
Actually, tell a lie, Scott. The best tweet was, I could sniff my girlfriend all day.
I won't, but I could.
Did you not get Nina Nesbitt anything
Life's
for Christmas?
Good, Mike.
She smells like clean laundry and pasta shells. It's quite comforting.
Pasta shells?
Yeah, like uncooked pasta.
That doesn't smell of anything.
Yeah, no, it does, though. Sniff it.
I think you should use that for song lyrics.
Why are you laughing?
I'm going to sniff some pasta shells tonight because I wasn't aware there was any kind of odour.
Well, tell you what, let's all sniff pasta and think of Nina Nesbitt.
Okay,
I can see that on the news. Like, Radio 1 presenter gets caught sniffing pasta.
Pasta shells.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's the first one of the new year. Let's make it a wet one, lads.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Mike from Low Atlantis is playing the game today. It's the first one of the new year. Chris is a bit out of practice, but I'm sure we'll get back into it.
We'll be all right, won't we, Mike?
Well, yeah, it's just spitting water at each other, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll manage, yeah.
We could change it up for the new year, Scott, and we just sit here drinking water whilst you play some clips in.
Yeah, and then we can throw the cups into this bin, and then it's like, it's good for the environment and it teaches children a valuable lesson.
I don't think it's going to catch on, Mike, not in the same way.
Oh, OK.
Right, so first up, water please. Let's go over to the West Country and BBC Spotlight Southwest. Now they're on a visit to Dartington Crystal Factory in Devon. And there we meet Brian Cook. Now have a listen, but I think I can work out exactly why Brian is at the top of his game after so many years in the job.
Brian Cook was born and bred in Torrington. He joined Dartington Crystal straight from school when he was just 15 in 1969.
Well, I'm worked my way up. I'm now one of a master blower, one of the top workers in the blowing room.
Yes.
Sorry, mate.
Direct aim, straight.
Sorry. Laughing before he's in a bit.
Brian Cook there.
I'm now one of a master blower, one of the top workers in the blowing room.
Go on, Brian. No. Well done.
Soz.
Now we're going to Food Unwrapped, the diet special on Channel 4. These are always on at the moment because it's the new year. Channel 4, of course, famous for its challenging and edgy programming. But this was all before 9 o'clock. I don't know what's happening here. It's not even that late. Listen.
Want another one?
No, it's like a fish is just weed in my mouth.
Coming up, Kate gets caught in her own fishy situation down under.
Oh. What was going on there?
Kate gets caught in her own fishy situation down under.
So what was the first bit? Listen.
Want another one?
No, it's like a fish is just weed in my mouth.
Not a normal.
Yeah, that was a fakey. I thought that was the actual one.
Yeah. Mm. Now we're going over to a show called An Island Parish, and it's on BBC Two. Jerry and Trudy live on a remote island in the Caribbean. Island life can sometimes get quite lonely. I mean, listen to what Trudy's bought to entertain herself.
Back on the mainland, and with his precious cargo unloaded, Jerry's first customer for his new shipment is Trudy Nixon from Wiltshire.
Hello, Trudy! How are you?
I'm good, Jerry. How are you doing?
Trudy has ordered a sea grape tree to fill an unsightly gap in her garden.
No? You liked the first bit more, didn't you?
Back on the mainland, and with his precious cargo unloaded...
Yes. Next, it's...
Ooh.
Oh, what happened there?
No, I won't. Breathe. I won't do that
Come
to you.
On. What happened, mate?
It's the anticipation that gets me going.
I know.
It's funnier than the actual clip.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Try this one. The Great Interior Design on BBC Two. You never know what they're going to do with your house on these interior shows, do you? But I don't know. If I came home to this, I don't think I'd really complain.
We're very narrow,
So I'm just praying a very tight margin. Oh no. Are you ready for a full erection?
I'm ready for it.
Well, I'm coming up.
Good of him to ask, though.
Polite.
Are you ready for a full erection?
I'm ready for it.
Okay. I'm coming up.
Who's that in the background?
No, the man upstairs. Right, more water, please. Next, we're going to Yellowstone on BBC Two. And the beavers are finally coming out after a long, cold winter. Listen to how hungry they are.
It's every beaver for itself.
Right, did anyone know that they made that noise? Not that.
It's every beaver for itself.
I actually thought most of that was Chris Stark laughing.
Are those beavers laughing?
They're just squeaking to get attention.
I've never heard a beaver
starving. They are.
It's incredible.
Have you not? No.
Oh, wow.
Water, please. Next, it's the Gadget Show on Channel 5. A show all about the latest technology. But someone needs to tell Otis Dealey this is not new. It's been happening for years, this.
Maybe Otis would be the cone whisperer.
Oh, I can already feel it hardening.
Get it in, get it in. Oh.
It's very wet down below.
Is it?
Very wet.
Is it? Yeah. Mike is kind of aiming for that area, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably not
on
purpose.
Yeah. Wow.
Water, please. Now we're going over to BBC Radio 2, and it's Ken Bruce, the old class. Ken is the master of painting a picture with words on the radio. What a broadcaster. So much so that if you are actually eating your lunch right now, this description may be a little bit too much for you. Just feel that I have to warn you.
Once they see the showreel, oh, you want to see the moves.
Can't wait.
You can actually hear some of the moves as well. BBC Radio 2. A little bit of bone-on-bone action there.
Ken. Not at lunchtime.
My only pair of jeans.
Once they see the showreel, oh, you want to see the moves.
Can't wait.
You can actually hear some of the moves as well.
And travel.
A little bit of bone-on-bone action there.
Yes,
Ken. Finally, what are you going to do about clothes-wise, Mike?
Well, I'm either going to walk down Oxford Street in my pants or just going to be really freezing, I reckon.
All right. Just wanted to check. One of our favourites to finish off, from The Link on BBC One. In this quiz, you've got to spot the connection between random things. What pops into your mind with this round of the game?
Let's see if you can find The Link. You ready?
Yes.
Good.
Gander. Jack. Cock. Gobbler.
And all types of birds, of course. Wow, that was a wet finish, wasn't it?
Well played, mate.
Wow. Mike from Love Atlantis.
I'd say I won.
Second time. You
Did
won.
I win?
Definitely
yes.
won.
Woohoo!
Scott Mills Daily. I've had loads of tweets about this over Christmas and New Year, and we've not been able to do anything about it yet because we've been on different times of day with Grimmy and that. There is a town in Australia, in New South Wales, in fact, called Yass. Y-A-A-S. And so many of you have been on going, I can't believe it's actually called Yass. We reckon it must be like one of the happiest places in the world, right?
Well, yeah, because anywhere that you talk about in that town is, it's in Yass.
Yeah.
So be like, shall we go to that place in Yass?
There's a Yass hotel, there's a Yass golf course and several Yass petrol stations. So we're going to give them a call after three and just see if they are as happy as the name of the town would suggest. Just outside Canberra, actually. If you care. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, you know how much we like your stories on this show, as well as Inuit Bingo clips. Send me your emails with, like, ridiculous, unbelievable things that have happened to you and your mates. I know, like, you're just getting back into the zone after New Year, but, you know, we could do with some stories. Tell us your stories.
It's all about what's happening in your life. So send them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You can make them, like, you know, put some detail in, then we can probably call you back and get the rest. But anything ridiculous, unbelievable, that's maybe happened to you since the new year. I want to hear all about it.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, bangers is on. Hello, Peter.
Good afternoon. How are we?
Yeah, good. How's your Tuesday, please?
Oh, it's fantastic. In the middle of a wet, muddy field, digging footings on a building site.
Yeah, today's a bit meh, isn't it? Because Tuesday and New Year and cold and that. And don't forget, we've got... what's it called? Thundersnow.
Thundersnow.
Later on this week, we've got Thundersnow to look forward to.
Yeah. No. But you've got a cool job then, because you get to operate the digger.
Yeah, well, look, so I hire myself out, so I do a lot of work for farms and buildings. But I'm on a building site at the moment.
Have you ever dug deep and found treasure? Peter?
No, Peter, come back.
Peter?
See, that's what you get. You're in a muddy field. But it is 2017. You've got rubbish phone signal. Ho!
We've lost Peter.
Peter's off. What do we do now?
Play
a song.
Fine.
Play a song?
Let's play a song.
Okay.
Get Peter back.
Okay.
Let him choose.
That's weird. I've been doing this years and I suddenly forgot what to do there for a second. I was like, what do we do? Oh, yeah, play another song. I'll play the XX and on hold and we'll try and get him back on. Sorry about that, Peter.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Chloe on Twitter, who says, I need to go back to work, but I don't want to miss bangers. Get on with it. Oh, we lost Peter there because he's in a field with, like, not very good signal. But we did leave him on the cliffhanger of whether or not he's ever found treasure with his digger before. Peter, over to you.
Yes, well, I wouldn't say treasure, but I've done a couple of archaeological digs and we've come across some very, very unique and very, very old sort of like stuff, like coins and necklaces and all that sort of stuff.
And what do you do with them?
That all gets wrapped up and taken away by the archaeological people, and then obviously they test it to date it and put sort of like names and dates.
Oh, the archaeological people take it.
You don't slip an ancient coin in your pocket there and...
I'd never do that, but I've got a couple for sale if you want some.
Right. All right. Okay. All right, Peter. Also, I know you do taekwondo as well. I'm impressed.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I've been training for the last about 15 years now. So, yeah, no, I'm very, very, very liking it much.
All right, when does the training stop? Because that's a long time.
I train on a Tuesday night, which is tonight, a Thursday night, and then sometimes on a Sunday.
But when are you going to be good?
I'm actually fourth Dan in black belt fourth Dan at the moment.
Nice.
So I'm going to fifth Dan very soon.
You're still good then.
It's quite. I'm not doing this a disservice. It's quite easy to get to the black belt, and then
there
on in, there's like loads of levels after that. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I'm fourth Dan, so from my fourth Dan to my fifth Dan, there's a 5-year. I have to train for 5 years then to be eligible to go from my fifth Dan, and then from my fifth Dan to my sixth Dan, then I'll be waiting 6 years.
Sounds a bit long to me. Right, here's what I've got for you today. It's Kanye West and Katy Perry with E.T.
Yeah, I forgot they did a song together.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Okay.
All right, Peter, you can have that one, or you can have my choice, which is this. My choice is Muse, Knights of Cydonia.
Oh.
Two very different songs today, Peter.
Very good, though. I think we've picked it up.
Definitely very different.
We've got a load of...
My heart's going sort of like 50-50. But
we got a load of stress yesterday for our choices.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Peter, the
but
choice...
No, it's definitely... Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to go with Scott's.
Oh, really?
Katy Perry it is.
Fair.
Yes.
I got a dirty mind. I got filthy ways. I'm trying to bathe my aid in your Milky Way.
An Another lovely win for me with Katy Perry featuring Kanye West on E.T.
That's 2-0 to you. Also, not keen on the Kanye West lyrics in that.
No.
The probing part. No, not my fave.
How did that get through?
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, we found out, thanks to you lot getting in touch, that there's a town in New South Wales in Australia called Yass. Y-A-A-S. But we think it must be one of the happiest places on earth because, like, even the McDonald's sign, it's got the big M there and it says massive golden arches and then Yass afterwards.
Yass.
There's a Yass River. There's a Yass golf course. They surely must be happy because their name of their town is Yass.
And, I mean, the problem for us is that we say Yass all the time. Yeah. Scott's been saying it for years. And it's something we started talking about on this show when some people were following Lady Gaga around going, yes, queen. And we're sort of doing it all the time.
Yeah, so this big feels Lady like Lady Gaga fan.
That's it. So this feels like worlds colliding.
Yeah. Here's the Gaga fan that used to follow her around.
Yes! Yes, Gaga! Yes!
Other people would then join in.
I say it all the time. It's so annoying. I'll be in the pub. What would you like? I'll have a beer. Yeah. It's
addictive. So if you're interested in geography, Yass is 280 kilometres southwest of Sydney and 59 kilometres from Canberra. Surely they're happy. Should we try and call some of them? But bear in mind, it's like 2:15 in the morning there now.
It's really late.
But there'll be some places open.
Yeah, so we can only go for places that are obviously open really late.
Okay.
Food or hotels.
This could be stupid. Right, okay, I'm gonna try the Yass Motel in Yass.
Oh, Yass.
Okay.
Hello.
Yass?
Hello.
Hello, is that the motel, Yass?
Nah, sorry.
Oh, what's this then? Have I got through to Yass?
Yeah, you're in Yass, mate. Wrong number, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who have I called?
Yeah, private number.
Yass.
Yass.
What motel do you want?
I'm looking for the Yass Motel.
Yass Motel, yeah. Look, man, I can't tell you the number, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm sorry. What time is it there?
Yeah, late enough.
Yass.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the town you're in?
Yass.
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 Yeah.
Why would you want the Yass Motel at this era than a bloody night?
Yeah, well, just I'm Yass. From Yass, that's why.
Yass.
Yass.
Gaga, Yass!
You there?
What happens in Yass?
Everything happens in Yass, mate. You come to Yass and you'll find out.
Oh, okay. I don't know whether to be excited or scared. Anyway, Yass! Thank you!
You can do it all in Yass, mate. Whatever you, the sky's the limit.
Yass!
See ya.
Okay, bye. I loved him.
I was completely wrong.
Sky's the limit. Wrong number.
So that wasn't the Yass Motel.
No, it's some bloke's house.
The Scott Mills Daily.
People are loving hearing from Yass.
I know.
Ted on Twitter, absolutely creasing. Yass.
Tasha says, that guy was really chipper considering you woke him up. I don't know whether I woke him up, but yeah, maybe I did.
But it's late. He was up late. It definitely wasn't the motel, though.
No. Crying at the man from Yass, says Emma. Right, I've got another number now. This is a random number in Yass, New South Wales.
Is this the correct number?
I don't know. Is it the happiest place on earth? Let's find out.
Well, yeah, Zach speaking.
Yass?
Zach speaking.
Is this Yass?
Yass.
Yass? Yeah. Yass? Where are you, please? Sorry, I think I got the wrong number.
This is the Call Bar Cafe in Yass.
Do you mind taking me through what's on your menu?
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Are you after something specific?
No, just like what the main dishes are, really.
Okay, so we've got T-bone steaks and rump steaks as well.
Yass.
Okay.
We do a lot of sandwiches, toasted and fresh sandwiches, as well as fresh wrap.
Yass.
Yass.
And is everyone happy in there?
I'd say everybody's absolutely ecstatic.
Yes. What time are you open till?
What time are you open till? Oh, we don't close. We're a 24-hour business.
No way. Yes.
Yeah, that's why it's called Yes.
Yes. Everyone seems happy. You seem happy.
Oh, I'm very happy.
Yes.
Are you happy?
Oh, yes. I want to come to Yas one day because it sounds good.
It is absolutely good. You should come.
Yeah, what's good about it?
What's good? Oh, delicious food, good people. Yas is a great little community.
Yes.
Yeah.
And whenever anyone asks where you live, you can say Yas.
Yeah.
Yas.
Yeah.
Did you say what?
You say yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we're from the UK, so we hope to meet you soon.
Oh, really? Are you?
Yeah. We're calling from the UK just because Yas sounds like the best place ever.
That's good. Look, I'll tell all of the townsfolk.
Tell everyone in Yas.
Yes, I will. I'll tell everyone in Yas.
Well, can you do it now? Can you just shout to everyone in the cooler bar right now? Just give a massive Yas.
I can't do that.
Oh.
Yes. No, sorry. Okay. See, Yas gets a lot of tourists, and tourists are grumpy.
Oh, okay, but you're not.
Yeah. No, I'm not grumpy.
Is there a mayor of Yas?
I don't think so.
No.
Is there a leaning tower of Yas?
No, but there's a clock tower.
Yes. And I see there's a golf course too, the Yas golf course.
There is a Yas golf course.
Yes. Right, good to speak to you, Yas.
It's been fantastic.
Yas.
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 Bye-bye.
Yas. Okay.
Yas. Gone?
Yeah, I've said that enough for today now. The Scott Mills Daily. So they were nice in Yas, weren't they?
Yeah, well, as expected. Especially the dude that we accidentally got through to when trying to call a motel.
Why do you want to bloody call the motel this time of night?
There's loads of places in Yas we could have contacted, though. There's an actual Yas bar.
Is there?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Sky's the limit in Yas.
I'd like to call them again at some point. Amy says, who else just looked up Yas, New South Wales, on Google Maps? Yeah, I've had a look. I've really looked into what's there, actually.
It would be wonderful to do the show from there, if any of our bosses are listening.
Yeah. So just a casual 10,000-mile trip there to Yas in New South Wales. It's really hot there at the moment. So an ideal opportunity,
I think.
It
sounded hot on the phone. Do you know what I mean?
That's because far away. And different ringtone,
you
a little
sort of
bit.
Hear the heat.
I know what you mean. It's pretty hot there right now, like 40 degrees. I'm glad you enjoyed that. Right, Real or No Real is coming up, and today it's Charlie Slough. I've not seen him in ages, like weeks and weeks, way before Christmas.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
When he goes to the zoo, the animals feed him. It's Charlie Slough.
Ow!
Yeah! Would I? I say that because obviously your thing is, and you say it yourself, yep. Best looking fat guy in the universe.
And I am very good looking.
But what are you doing? Because you look slender as.
Really?
Yeah, what's
new
happened?
New year, new you. No, it's not a new year, new me. Still the same old chale.
Oh, but you look, you look good.
Do you know what? I've not drank for 2 weeks.
That could be it.
that's what it is.
That could be it.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. You're looking fresh.
You know that man likes a bevy, you get me?
I know that man does.
Yeah. Dry January, is it?
It's not dry January. I've said to myself, I'm not going to drink until April.
At all.
At
any of your appearances?
Yeah, and he's been
changed
tough.
The rider.
No, I've kept the water the same. Just taking the stock back home.
Right, you just scoop it in your bag.
Bit of eBay.
Oh, don't say that. I'm terrible.
Jokes is obviously jokes. Oh, jokes. Come on. Bants.
Wow. I can't imagine one of your gigs without any drinks.
Yeah, it's been a challenge.
Good.
It's been fun.
Feel good?
I feel great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look great.
Thanks, man.
You look good.
Cheers.
Right, today's Real or No Real with Charlie Slough. It's been a while, but Happy New Year.
Happy New Year!
Okay, here we go.
A microbrewery in Sweden has come up with the perfect beer to drink in the shower.
Oh, this is just what you need to hear.
Mm. Yeah. Lovely.
Thing is, it's going to get, and this is no joke, it is going to get heavily watered down, so it's probably going to have to start quite strong, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because of shower water.
Who would want to drink a beer in the shower? Like, I understand in a bath, I get that. You know, kick back, relax, couple candles. But in the shower?
Candles?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you're not on that candle hype, bro.
I am.
When you're having a shower?
A bath.
Oh, when you're having a bath?
Oh, yeah. Got to. Yeah.
What's, so you lights and candles, and then what music do you put on?
Oh, I'm not going to reveal all.
Oh, it's just
quite personal.
Mm. Wow, wow, wow. That kind of...
I reckon there'd be some genuine.
No, no genuine. Not when I'm in a bath.
And then you were telling us before, you've got that dryer, haven't you?
Well,
and
I've actually moved house.
Again? Yeah. How many times do you move?
And I've not had that installed in the new bathroom yet.
So it's the thing you stand on. It just, like, normally we go
the
to
the body dryer, the full body dryer.
Yeah, you
and
get
everything
to the
shakes.
Just does your hands. This shakes and just dries you all over.
It's actually funny. Like when I used to stand under it, like, do you know when you get the real powerful hand dryers? I'm not sure if you guys get it. I think it might be a fat thing. Like when I put my hands under the dryer, my fingers go.
Oh yeah, like the excess.
Imagine that with a belly.
Yep.
It used to be mad.
Is it?
I've got a video actually, but I don't know.
I'm all right, thanks.
I can share it.
I'm good.
But the drink in the shower, having a beer in the shower, I guess if you close your eyes, you can imagine you're under a waterfall somewhere.
But yeah. I wouldn't want a beer under a waterfall.
I wouldn't.
Do you sit down in the shower? Or
no.
Why would I sit down in the shower? Because I've thought a good business opportunity would be, you know, just a chair in the shower.
A little seat, yeah.
Yeah, a little chair.
I've got a chair in my shower, built into the shower.
Have you?
Yeah.
Like a love seat.
That's the idea.
Yeah, it's
been
like
done.
like a cove.
Sure.
Just to sit there and sort of think about everything.
Oh, but I don't sit down when I shower. That's weird.
Someone's doing well.
I'm in the shower to wash, cleaner.
So, that was my favourite for a while.
The perfect beer to drink in the shower. It's happening in Sweden. Is this real, Charlie Sloth?
I can't see the point of it, so I'm going to say no real.
Chris?
The Swedish are generally very happy, and this could be one of the reasons why, so I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Wow. Yes. Inventor Fredrik Tundahl says he had a light bulb moment. He came up with the brew. He says, as a brewer, I work long and hard days, and when I come home, I'm often covered in malt dust. My girlfriend actually calls me Mr. Multipants, and the shower is a gateway back to normal society. I made to shower beer small enough to keep its temperature during the shower and strong enough to mentally wash your work day off and get ready for a fresh night out. I like it. I like him. And next on Real or No Real.
Soon to be former President of the United States of America, Barack Obama, has accepted a part-time job at a Swedish music streaming service as President of Playlists.
Good title.
He would be a good person to do the playlist
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he has got links for days. He could just holler at Jay-Z, Beyonce.
Well, look at his inauguration. They did it, didn't they?
Yeah.
And this new one's not looking too good.
He probably wouldn't holler at Kanye now either, would he?
Nah. Have you been asked to do Trump's inauguration yet?
I can't talk about that.
All right.
Would you do it?
No.
Oh, what a question.
Neither
does anyone else. Even Charlotte Church has said no today.
Kanye is going to do it,
surely. How much would it cost to get Scott Mills DJing the Donald Trump?
This isn't about me. I asked first.
Would you do it, Chris?
This is a great question.
It's going to be great. It's going to be
so
great.
It's
going to
be so great. What do you play?
What do you play?
But Chris, the question is, would you do it?
Would I do it? And I don't think I would.
There was a lot of hesitation there.
Well, because if we're being honest, if someone was to say, right, I'm going to offer you £10 billion to do it.
Oh, you're going
to
do
you'd
it
obviously,
all day.
You'd obviously
Come
have to do
on.
It. So my point is, if you've been really honest about
it, I'd do it
things,
for a million.
Where's the line?
I'd do it for a million. No okay. Bants involved. £1 million. If he hollered at me, he's like, here's £1 million cash. I'm there. I'll play the whole night.
All night long.
That's good of you.
In for a penny, in for a pound, sort of thing.
All night. Well, I reckon Kanye's going to be there, though.
Do you?
Yeah, well, have you seen? They're like best friends now.
Yeah.
They are buddies.
All right, so real or no real, Barack Obama's going to be working at the, well, I imagine it's the streaming service that is Swedish that rhymes with Waterfy as president of Playlists. Real or no real?
It's a great title. He must be getting offered all the jobs
as
well.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You assume.
Real, Chris?
He'd only take a presidential role, I'm sure, so I'm going to go real on this one.
Charlie. This is definitely no real.
That one is no real.
No, but the head of Waterfy, Daniel Ek, tweeted President Obama the job advert for president of Playlists that requires 8 years' experience running a highly regarded nation. No response as yet from the White House.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And not drinking until April.
Yep.
What's the food situation?
Eating clean as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like?
Clean.
Yeah, clean. And what?
Fresh and clean.
When was the cutoff? Was it the Christmas party? I think I last saw you at the
yeah
Christmas party. Possibly.
Yeah, that was pretty much when I was like, you know what? Yeah.
I saw the Snapchats.
It was incredible.
Where did you go?
Conducted everyone like an orchestra there.
Just went.
You run the show.
Yeah, you literally ran that show that night. Yeah. Okay, I've got one more real or no real for you, Charlie Stoff.
Okay.
Is this true or is it made up?
You can now silence work colleagues who talk really loudly on the phone with a new Darth Vader-style muzzle mask that plays the sound of squirrels instead of their voice.
That is brilliant.
Who would you like to give this to in the office at Radio 1, Chris?
Well, I'm assuming then if they're on the phone, people down the phone can still hear them in their normal voice, but to everyone else in the office, we're hearing squirrels.
Quite good, isn't it?
Do I want to hear the sound of squirrels instead, though? I'd say that might be as annoying.
What is the sound of a squirrel?
Also, did you hear, right, on Inuna Bingo earlier, we played the sound of otters. No, badgers. Beavers.
Beavers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Beavers, right.
I get
so
mixed
I've
up.
Got a real badger problem at the moment.
Have you?
At home, I've got a real badger problem.
Right.
And I phoned around a few companies to get rid of these badgers, and they can't do nothing. They're not allowed to touch them. They've dug holes all over my grounds.
This is what I'm saying.
It's
the
terrible.
Sooner a wildlife documentary is presented by Charlie Sloth, the better.
It's unbelievable.
It's got to happen.
The mess these things make is...
There's nothing you can do, no?
There's holes the size of humans.
Is there a Twitter account yet for hip-hop problems?
Yeah, there needs to be. I just can't get rid of them.
I can't get rid of them. And he's just... I see one of them the other day. It looked like a dog. It was massive. Yeah. Huge.
Right, this is the sound that beavers make. Check this out.
It's every beaver for itself.
Get out of it. They sound like the Minions.
Having the right time.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Anyway, is there a new thing where you can silence work colleagues who talk really loudly on the phone with a new Darth Vader-style muzzle mask?
It would be tricky to get them to wear it, though. Charlie, is there anyone that you'd like to give the Darth Vader muzzle to?
There's quite a lot of people, actually.
Mm-hmm. What, one extra or radio one?
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Care to name?
No.
All right. So, real or no real, please? Chris?
No, because I don't understand how it would work with talking on the phone as well, so I'm going to say no real.
This one's definitely real.
That one's real.
Hey!
The new gadget is called Hush Me, a neckband-style wireless headset that can mute phone conversations or mask them with the sound of squirrels. Or, if you prefer, you can have wind, rain, monkey, Darth Vader, R2-D2 or minion sound effects.
Well, I'm looking at it now. It's actually quite cool. It's quite a polite muzzle, actually. It doesn't really look like a muzzle. It looks more like some, you know, decent tech.
Almost fashionable.
It looks like someone's got headphones wrapped around their mouth. That's what it looks like.
That's very smart.
But it'd be good if you got someone in the office who just can't stop talking. At the end of that round, a real or no real?
I got 10. Charlie, you smashed it. You got 30.
Huggers!
Right, so big new year on your show. 2017's happening on One Extra. What have you got?
It is going off, and you're not going to believe this. Funnily enough, today on the show, I've got Donald Trump talking about who's going to be playing at his inauguration.
Revealing the lineup.
He's revealing the lineup live on the show today. One Extra, 4 to 7 p.m.
Confirmed artist.
Playing the inauguration.
Yeah. So there you go, live on the show today, 4 to 7, D. Trump himself.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We are back tomorrow at 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen to us live, get this handy podcast, it's free.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.